And there's plenty of proof of this, too. When the protest warrior people ask you why you're against the war, you go ahead and spout your usual nonsense about oil or racism or imperialism or whatever else your cause is today. You usually don't get any deeper than a couple quotes from Chomsky or a random passage from the Communist Manifesto. And, of course, you usually resort to the old standard of calling anyone who disagrees with you a Nazi. Sometimes it's fascist, but usually it's Nazi. Now, I can't get over the hilarity of people like you using that as an insult. I mean, think about it. What does Nazi mean? It means National Socialist. What else do Nazis stand for? Well, for one thing, they wanted to exterminate the Jews, right? That's pretty well known. So in a very loose sense, a Nazi is a socialist who wants to kill Jews, right? That's kind of interesting, because you seem to have a disproportionate number of socialists within your own ranks, and most of you support the Palestinians, a fair number of whom want to kill all the Jews. Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? You should take Nazi as a compliment, since you seem to share the same ideals as them. But I'm not calling you Nazis. I'm calling you ignorant. You're ignorant of history, which is why you think the Nazi is just a synonym for evil. And there's another thing that bothers me. You idiots seem to be totally clueless as to what real evil is. You think capitalism is evil, President Bush is evil, conservatives are evil, America is evil, and everything else you don't like is evil. That's why you call everyone a Nazi, because to you, it's the same thing as calling them evil. But you really don't understand true evil, if that's what you believe.